As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. I'm Jason Mackey, in for the guys. Thank you very much, Limits. Is this Ray's music?
It is, yes.
I love this. This is tremendous. Ray Fittipaldo is brought to you by the Western Pennsylvania Injury Attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. And man, very nice intro music. Ray, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good morning, Jason. I'm doing well.
Good morning. I see you on the screen. It's even better. It's great to see you. Great to hear you. It was a lot better than the Aaron Rodgers stuff yesterday, was it not? What did you think watching that whole thing?
Yeah, listen, I don't get the sense right now that the Steelers were put off by anything he said, because I think they had all the information that, you know, that Aaron told the world yesterday. They know he's going through some personal stuff right now, and, you know, like Art said at the owners' meetings, they're willing to wait a little while longer. Now, I think the question for the Steelers now is how long are you willing to wait? Honestly, Jason, I don't think this alters their draft strategy whatsoever. I think all things are in play next week in terms of a quarterback. But whether he signs or not is not going to change that. So to me now it becomes, okay, do you want to have him in there by OTAs? I would think so. I don't get the sense they want this to drag into training camp in the summer, but I still think we might have another month or so to go before this is resolved.
Ray, how does it not alter their draft strategy? Devil's advocate. I mean, I'm going to, if I think I'm signing Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to try to improve my team for 2025. Like, how would they just proceed? And maybe he shows up, maybe he doesn't. I don't see how it can not alter their draft strategy. You know more than me, but, I mean, what goes into your head when you say that?
Yeah, just that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a one-shot deal, 1 year for 2025. And
does that mean they're not going to take a quarterback then, you think?
No. I think they're all signs are pointing towards them taking a quarterback. But what I'm saying is if Aaron Rodgers does not sign, I don't think it necessarily means, oh boy, we got to jump up and get Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart in the first round. They could still take one of those guys at 21. Maybe if, you know, their three defensive line targets aren't there, or, you know, anyone else is there that they like. They, you know, if a quarterback is the highest player on their board, they could certainly take him. But, you know, it just seems to me that the way they've done this is they're probably going to go D-line at 21, if Walter Nolan, Kenneth Grant, and Derek Harmon are available. One of those three is there. I think they'll go D-line.
Okay.
But listen, anything is in play if they're gone. Omarion Hampton, the running back from North Carolina, was in here. They've had a bunch of first-round targets that they're looking at, so I wouldn't rule out Sanders or Dart if they are there.
Okay. All right. My ears perked up for a second, Ray, when you said all signs are pointing to them taking a quarterback, but then you clarified. You're saying anywhere in the draft. You're not saying at 21.
Yeah. And right now, I'm more likely to think it's third or fourth round, but I want to keep 21 in play just because, you know, there is that hole on their roster. They need a franchise quarterback, whether Aaron is here or not.
Yeah, I just wish they would know by the time they're on the clock whether Aaron Rodgers was that guy or not, but I guess I'm not going to get that wish. All right, Ray, one thing I'm a little confused by, Art Rooney II said at the owners' meetings that he had sort of positive signals about Aaron Rodgers. How do you think that is? Like, do you think that's wishful thinking on his part? Do you think Aaron Rodgers might be giving mixed messages? I don't like. Why would he say that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Aaron was given the opportunity yesterday to say that the Steelers are in the driver's seat, and he didn't do that for whatever reason. So I think that sort of came off as maybe, a negative towards the Steelers. But honestly, Jason, we're not privy to what went on in those 6 hours inside the Rooney Sports Complex. And everything that we've heard that's been leaked out is that it was a positive meeting for the Steelers, and Aaron pretty much said that again, you know, yesterday. I don't know why he wouldn't answer that question and say the Steelers were the team yesterday. That's a little puzzling to me, but I still think that the Steelers believe they're in a good spot, and I think they're willing to wait, like Art said, a little while longer, you know, to get an answer.
All right, Ray, so you had your mock draft, something you do all the time, and we, of course, are chatting with Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can follow him on X at Ray Fitt. One, talking post-gazette.com, though, you had a mock draft, your final one. You had Derek Harmon from Oregon going at number 21. You mentioned earlier you think if one of the big defensive tackle prospects are there, that's the route they go. Why is Harmon the guy for you at 21?
Yeah, I just think Cam Hayward is going to turn 36 next month. I think it would be great if Hayward could mentor his replacement. And that's a very important position on this defensive line. You go back, who did Cam Hayward replace? He replaced Aaron Smith. And Aaron Smith never got the all-pro accolades that Cam Hayward did. But when you have that lineage from generation to generation, I think you want to keep that going. I'm not saying like the position that Larry Ogunjobi vacated is less important, but in the Steelers' defense, that five technique has been really important over the years. So as long as they're a base 3-4 team, I think that's going to be the number one target. But I will tell you, Walter Nolan is on their radar. Kenneth Grant was on their radar. They spoke to both at the combine. A lot of people are reading into Harmon coming here and Grant and Nolan not coming here for a visit, but I wouldn't read too much into that. I think all three of those guys are in play on Thursday night.
And Mason Graham's going to be gone, right? That's sort of the general assumption.
Yeah, listen, Mason Graham has been like a top five, top 10 guy all along. You know, everyone gets knocked in the pre-draft process. There's a lot of people saying that maybe he'll fall a little bit, but I don't think there's any way he's going to fall to 21.
Okay. So Derek Harmon, I think you wrote he's the best three technique defensive lineman in the draft. I want to say maybe I'm mixing things up, but tell me what Derek Harmon.
Five technique.
Five technique. Yep, I'm sorry. I got it mixed up. So what does Harmon do exceptionally well? Like what should people know about his game?
He's got the prototypical, you know, he's like 6'5", 300, perfect for playing that position. Really athletic. I would like to see him use his size and strength more. To his abilities. Right now, I would say he's more finesse than brute strength, and I think that's why Cam Hayward can be a great teacher for him. When you have that frame and you have that length, and eventually he's going to have that strength, you can play big boy football like Cam Hayward has all these years. So you know you got a great athlete. You know, just coach him up a little bit, get him to play that Steelers style of defense. I think it'd be a good match.
The Pomp and Joe Show, Jason Mackey in for the guys, chatting right now with Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette about his mock draft. You can read that at post-gazette.com. So, Ray, you go with Derek Harmon. Was it a tough choice between him and somebody else? You mentioned Walter Nolan as being a possibility. Was that kind of what you were down to, those two?
Yeah, and Kenneth Grant as well. You know, the reason is, Jason, that they don't have a starting three technique right now after releasing Larry Ogunjobi. So Walter Nolan, if he's there, that would be a good pick. And I've been saying all along, really, since that playoff game in Baltimore, and I know you were there with me, sitting next to me in the press box.
Was I next to you, or did I go to another seat because it was so darn cramped?
Because it was so cramped. Yeah, because it was so cramped in that that
we stayed in the same hotel. I know that.
Yeah, but I mean, it was 300 yards rushing. They were just gashed, and I think it's time. I'm not saying Keanu Benton is a bad player, but you know, I think you need a little bit more beef in the middle of that line, and I think they can shore up their run defense if it is Kenneth Grant. And I think Keanu Benton can bump out and play three technique if you want to go that direction. So I'm not saying it's all in on Harmon. I think any of those three would help the Steelers defense, to be honest with you.
All right, Ray. One question I've been rolling around in my brain, and this is not defensive line related, but Shedeur Sanders, if he's there, you mentioned you would take him. I think a lot of people would. Do you worry at all about Deion being too much of a part of things, having too much of a role here? Or do you think he would back off knowing what the role of an NFL dad is, you know, and stay out of the Steelers business?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a common situation. I know a lot of people kind of want to draw comparisons to Archie Manning kind of dictating where Eli went. But honestly, after Eli landed in New York, I didn't really hear too much about Archie or anyone else interfering with how they developed him. So, the pre-draft thing is different from when a player actually gets in the building. Deion played in the league. I think he has a lot of respect for Mike and the Steelers organization. And I would think he would be hands off. He's got his own team to coach out of Colorado. I don't know how long he's going to stay there when he's got a son in the NFL. He might want to follow him at some point. But I do think Deion, just knowing his background, he would be smart to let Shedeur, do his own thing. But, I certainly think he has enough respect for the Steelers that he would do that as well.
Couple more questions. Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, you wrote that Tyler Shuck from Louisville would be your pick in the third round, I believe. Obviously, Shuck's a little bit older, a little bit more experienced, maybe the most NFL-ready quarterback there. How would you see that? If that's the route they went, how would you see that dynamic playing out in terms of allocating playing time to a guy like Tyler Shuck?
I mean, I just think he's the backup the number three as a rookie, more likely the number three.
He's probably going to sit a lot then. You're not giving him a chance to start right away.
He works his way up, and I think Mason would be the guy if Aaron doesn't sign, or certainly be the number three if Aaron Rodgers does sign. But I just think if you're going to pick a quarterback third or fourth round, you might as well take the guy who has the most potential. I think Tyler Shuck, if the injuries, are a thing in his past, if he can stay healthy, he's as talented arm-wise as any quarterback in this draft. And they didn't run him at Louisville. They didn't run him at any of his other college stops. But this guy ran like a 4.6 3 in the 40 at the combine too. So he's athletic, and you could do some stuff with him in the running game as well.
Last serious question I have for you, Ray, was about Bashiel Tutin from Virginia Tech. Fast, exciting back, I think. How would you see his role developing? Like, what could he add to the Steelers, obviously, alongside Kenneth Gainwell and Jaylen Warren?
Well, Tutin would be the pick, and I went back and forth. Do I want to give them a bigger back? Tutin's like 5'9", 205-ish. Kind of similar to Jaylen Warren, but I think what separates him from Jaylen Warren, I don't think he's the all-around back that Jaylen Warren is. I think Jaylen is great in pass pro, really good catching out the ball out of the backfield. But the one thing that he maybe lacks is that ability to take it the distance at any point. And with Bashiel Tutin running, I think, a 4.32, if I have that right, one of the faster players at the combine this year, that gives the Steelers kind of that missing element that they've had. They've been without in their running game, with Najee and with Jaylen Warren. So they've kind of been like a plodding running team, I think, for a team that doesn't have a franchise quarterback right now. I think you need that big playability in your backfield, and Tutin with his speed certainly provides that.
And you're right, Ray, 4.32, that's what you wrote in the mock draft. All right, so one fun question. I was going to pose this to Limits after you got off the air. The morning show guys yesterday were talking about Taco Bell. Ironically, I just took my six-year-old to Taco Bell. He loves Taco Bell. It's like one of our guilty pleasures in terms of fast food. What's your favorite, like, sort of embarrassed to admit, or you'll stop there, or you'll sneak a meal there, fast food place that's not healthy for you, but you don't care?
For me, I don't know if it's nostalgia or what, and there's not too many of these left in Pittsburgh. but I am a big hush puppy crumbs guy at Long John Silver.
Yes.
And I don't go for the fish. I go for the chicken planks, the crumbs, and the hush puppies. I haven't had it in a while, Jason, but now I'm kind of hungry for it.
Dude, I'm with you. I will absolutely stop at a Long John Silver, like twice a year, something like that. That's what I tell my son. I'm like, we'll go get garbage fast food once or twice a year, you know, or specific places. So I'm with you, Long John's. Thanks, Ray. Always a pleasure, man. Have a great one. Have a happy holiday weekend.
All right, you too, Jason. See you.
Take care. Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Follow him at RayFit1. I believe that's his Twitter handle. Yes, it is. You can read his latest mock draft at post-gazette.com. Some excellent stuff in there. Derek Harmon in the first round. Obviously, the Steelers don't have a second round pick. Tyler Shuck in the third. He's taking Bashal Tutin later on. Again, I said earlier, I would be absolutely fine if that's the way the draft played out for the Steelers' limits. What say you?
Yeah, I think it's going to end up being defensive line or wide receiver. I would stay away from quarterback in the first round in any situation. Even if guys fell to them at 21, I still wouldn't do it. I'm just not comfortable with the guys that are there. So whether it be Harmon, he is probably, I mean, considering the guys that are going to be taken right around the top of the draft, and I was looking at a CBS Sports mock draft. There are the latest CBS Sports mock draft that just came out today. Does not have a wide receiver taken at all in the first 21 picks. So the Steelers
by
would
anybody.
So the Steelers would have their pick of the litter of any wide receiver. This mock draft from CBS Sports that just came out today has no wide receivers in the first rounds at all from Tom Fornelli. None.
Limits, I'd have a hard time not taking one if that played out that way.
Me too.
I also have a tough time seeing no wide receivers go among the top 20 picks.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen because it's not a bad wide receiver class.
Right, I know.
It's not like that running back class a couple of years ago where nobody went in the first round and there was a run on them in the third round. This mock draft also has Jackson Dart in a trade up with the Saints moving from the second round back to the first to pick 29.
Interesting.
So that means the Steelers would pass on Jackson Dart. And they would have the chance to do so.
If you had your run of or choice of any wide receiver in this draft, who would it be? Ibuka still?
Ibuka,
Matthew Golden?
Ibuka or Luther Burton?
Luther Burton, okay.
I like both of them, just the shiftiness. Ibuka is more of a... Now, the thing about Ibuka for me is, think about all the talented receivers that they had at Ohio State that kind of left him in the dust a little bit. Like, Marvin Harrison was there. Jeremiah Smith. They have had so many talented receivers that left in the dust wasn't the right word, but it's basically made Ibuka in the shadows somewhat, where I wonder if his full potential has been able to shine because he's been a very productive wide receiver for them despite not being the number one.
Right. You know what I love about that, though, Limits? He's done that before, and he's a no-maintenance guy, runs good routes. Jeff Hathorn was on with us yesterday, talked about, he called him Hines Ward.
Yeah, he's good over the middle.
Yep.
Not afraid to block.
Man, there's something to be said for that stuff. I love it. I want a no-maintenance wide receiver. Again, I don't know if I see it playing out that way. I think I'd probably on draft day be enticed by some of the defensive linemen that Ray was talking about. But if they had their pick, I'm right there with you with Luther Burton. I like Matthew Golden a lot. I think he would be a steal for them. Emeka Nbuka, maybe if you wind up with the second round pick, maybe he makes sense. I don't know. Maybe it's just a pipe dream too. But yeah, good player, intriguing skill set. All right, let's talk a little fast food, man. This came up the other day. I actually wanted to get to this into yesterday's show, but then Aaron Rodgers ruined our plans. The other night, I decided, you know, just on a whim, my six-year-old and I both love Taco Bell, and we're like, the heck with it. We're going to Taco Bell. My 11-year-old and wife were eating something else, so we needed to go find some dinner. I love it. We sat there and just crushed tacos. My six-year-old has just always loved tacos, like his favorite food. And so it got me thinking, like, what's our favorite guilty pleasure? And then the morning show yesterday, they were talking about Long John Silver's. I have nothing against Long John Silver's at all. Love the place. I largely try to eat healthy, but every once in a while, it's nice to just say the heck with it. What about you? If you take the dietary restrictions off of it, or you just don't care, you've had a bad day, you're going to drown your sorrows in some fast food, where are you going?
I'm going to Burger King or I'm going to Wendy's.
What's the order?
So Burger King, typically either an 8-piece chicken nugget, because it's like $2.50. Sometimes I'll get two of them and then like a value fry.
Okay.
And I'll get like just a huge assortment of things for like $7.
And no get out Whopper? There. You don't Whopper at Burger King?
No, no Whopper. Look, Jason, I try to go for like what the most value is here. If you get a Whopper, then you have, you know, obviously the bigger sandwich for like $8. But if you go with the chicken nuggets at $2.50 or $2, it used to be like $1.50.
I know.
Whatever it is.
Stupid inflation.
You're saving some money and you're getting a lot more to eat.
Yeah, I get that, but the Whopper's a good sandwich.
Sure, I'm not saying it's not.
Yeah.
But maybe I want some more bang for my buck.
Who has the best fast food fries?
See, here's the thing, and I didn't throw them in here because I don't consider it fast food. I don't consider Chick-fil-A to be a fast food restaurant. You know, like we eat Chick-fil-A a lot, my dad and I, and their fries are the best.
Yep.
By far, of anybody.
Yep. I'm with you.
I always get a chicken sandwich, the fries, and a cookie.
Is what you get a cookie?
I always get a chocolate cookie.
All right.
So we had a Chick-fil-A at Waynesburg that was put in like right before I transferred there. And every single Friday, other than Lent, I would get Chick-fil-A. And typically like every Monday, I would get the Chick-fil-A because it was a part of like our flex money on our meal plan.
Okay.
That was like the most popular thing
That's
on campus.
That's what Waynesburg did? They gave you money to eat at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. It was a part of our like $250 or $300. I think it might have been $300 that we had in flex money. Might have been $200.
Man, I'm real mad at Westminster right now.
Yeah, no.
We didn't have
no
any
Chick-fil-A
such
at
thing.
Westminster.
Come on.
That's because that Waynesburg comm department and the attraction to go to Waynesburg.
Oh, come on, brother.
It's a better school in the PAC.
Oh. Limits and I are going to come to blows.
And I love Westminster and I love Scott Benzel, but you know. There's just something about the comm department at Waynesburg with Laney Terry telling you what to do and being the guiding force in our lives, leading the charge.
Hey, look, you guys have a fantastic comm department. Absolutely no shots fired. Bunch of you guys here. I love you all. Westminster's up there too. Come on.
Yeah, I mean,
we do all right.
I'm not poo-pooing Westminster. I have nothing bad to say about Westminster. I had friends that went there.
I know. In college, man, we had no such luxuries because I'm going to school up in Amish country. We had a Subway. That was it. And I feel like I'm talking from the Stone Age, but I mean, it's still kind of the same now. There's just nothing up there. Like if we were going to go get fast food, you were driving several miles to, there was one Wendy's. McDonald's was a long way. You were probably just going to Subway and it was not a part of the meal plan. I got a text from Donnie while we're talking about this, and I got to share it. McDonald's fries, tough to beat when fresh. And I'm going to agree with Donnie there. Maybe not over Chick-fil-A, but
no.
McDonald's fries, when fresh and appropriately salted, very good.
Yeah, but not over Chick-fil-A.
I like
the McDonald's fries. I don't eat McDonald's that often.
Yeah. One of the best moves we've made in our house is buying a big bottle of Chick-fil-A sauce. I've now taken to putting it on absolutely everything. I'm trying to find what I can put Chick-fil-A sauce on.
So you ready for this hot take that I'm going to get absolutely crushed for?
That Chick-fil-A sauce is no good.
I don't put sauce on anything.
What?
Now, I will eat blue cheese with wings.
Okay.
But when I have a burger.
With your plain wings?
Yes, with my boneless wings, I will put...
Wait a second.
Oh, hold on. Let me clarify that. I will put either honey barbecue or just regular mild wings. Those are the types of wings that I eat. I mean, I don't put any sauce on... You know when they say, do you want any sauce on like your fish sandwich? Any tartar sauce? Any cocktail sauce? No, I'm okay. Do you want any ketchup and mustard on your burger? No, that's okay. I'll just take the cheese and maybe some lettuce. I'm plain like that. I like my food plain, and I like the taste of whatever I'm eating. I don't like to add a lot of extras on top of it. Add a lot of toppings. The pickles on the Chick-fil-A sandwich, I pick off the pickles and I eat them.
Okay.
And then I just eat the sandwich plain.
So you don't dump like the whole, like multiple Chick-fil-A sauces on the Chick-fil-A sandwich?
No, when I go somewhere or I get a sandwich or whatever it might be, I will request no onions, no tomato, just keep the lettuce on there and I'm good. I'm happy.
Okay.
And I understand that it's an unpopular thing and I'm going to get, you know, probably crushed on the text line for that. But that's just what I like, and that's what I eat. I don't like a lot of toppings.
We could not be any more opposite, at least with this. Our house, our refrigerator is like 90% condiments. I'm pretty sure, man. My wife will make dinner, and we'll put out like if we have burgers and dogs or something for dinner, we'll have like 17 things of condiments on the dinner table. Like we just dabble in everything. I'll put Chick-fil-A sauce on a burger. You've got ketchup and mustard, all this stuff, man. I am such a condiment fiend. I love it. I couldn't do that lifestyle, man. I couldn't do it. But it's a fun topic.
I think, and it again might be a unpopular opinion, I think it takes away from like the main course of whatever you're eating.
I get it. When I was little, I used to put steak sauce on my steak, and my dad would like look at me and shake his head every time. Like he'd go out and grill steaks in the backyard. He's like, you're ruining that with steaks. My dad didn't talk like that. It's my best attempt. But he'd be like, you're putting steak sauce on that. What are you doing? You know, and let me do it. But like, as I got older, I realized I kind of came over to your camp. Like, I don't want to be tasting the sauce as much as I want to be tasting the meat.
I have very good friends that I've been friends with my entire life. We take trips together every summer. And they're not listening right now because, well, actually, they might be listening because they're teachers and they're not in class right now. So if they are, they've heard me say it before. I have two very good friends that put ranch on their pizza.
Yeah, I get that. I see that.
I don't understand
the crust.
No, like the whole pizza, they put ranch on it. Or like they will dip ranch with their pizza. And I'm like, what are you doing? What is this? Do people do this? It's just an oddity to me.
I can't wait to check out the text line and see what sort of fast food responses are on there. We'll gather ourselves a little bit. I want to get into that. It's a fun topic.
Man, the amount of people that are texting us, the amount of notable people that have just texted me, Instagram messaged me that are complaining about no sauce and everything.
Really?
Man, yeah.
I mean, that is a bit odd. I will say that. I mean, the sauce is what makes the world go around.
Hey, I'm a plain person in that regard.
Right.
I am very flamboyant and extravagant with other things. But
yeah,
when it comes to toppings and sauce, I don't dabble into much, no.
Okay.
I like my honey barbecued wings. I like my mild wings. That's about it.
All right.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.